I don't much like the way this air feels.
Yeah, me neither. And these two varmints agree, and I've learned over the years to always trust them. Let's get back.
As they rode toward the wagons, which were coming to a stop about a quarter mile away from them, a hard gust of wind suddenly slapped them in the back. They grabbed their hats and kept riding.
Ooh, it's coming!
Preacher had fought many battles in his life, sometimes against overwhelming odds. Some of the battles he'd had no business winning, but through guile, determination, and sometimes sheer luck and stubbornness, he had prevailed. But against a fierce force of nature like a powerful storm rolling across the prairie toward him, there was no way to fight. All one could do was hunker down and hope. Casey rode out to meet Preacher and Lorenzo, and as usual, Roland Bartlett was tagging along after him.
Preacher! What are we gonna do?
Find a place to crawl into one of those wagons, otherwise you are gonna get wet!
Preacher looked over his shoulder. He could see the rain, sweeping like a gray curtain toward him. They had a few minutes before the storm hit, but not much more than that.
How bad is the storm going to be?
No way of telling. Bad enough, that's for goddamn sure.
Come on, Casey. We'll find a spot for you in one of the wagons.
Preacher and Lorenzo dismounted beside the lead wagon and tied their horses to one of the front wheels. The big gray stallion turned his rear end toward the storm and gave Preacher a baleful look, as if scolding him for bringing him out in weather like that in the first place.
Go! Get!
The big cur crawled underneath the wagon and lay down, resting his muzzle on his paws.
Do we need to do anything else to prepare?
No, these wagons are loaded down with enough freight so they weigh plenty. They shouldn't go anywhere unless a damn cyclone comes along and picks them up.
Is such a thing even possible?
Oh, I've seen the destruction those twisters can leave behind. It's possible, all right, but maybe we'll just get wet.
Skeletal fingers of lightning clawed brilliantly across the sky. Preacher pulled back the canvas cover over the wagon bed. Inside, the vehicle was stacked with crates and barrels and burlap bags.
Climb in, Lorenzo. I'll give you a hand.
How about you?
Don't worry about me. I'll find me a hidey hole.
Preacher helped Lorenzo clamber into the wagon, then pulled the canvas tight so it would shut out as much rain as possible. The drops hadn't started to fall yet, but he knew it was only a matter of time, a minute, maybe two, before the deluge started. Lehman Bartlett trotted up to him.
All the men are in the wagons. How long does a storm like this last?
Usually not very long, 15 minutes, maybe half an hour. I've seen downpours that lasted for days, but with them you don't get wind like this.
We'd better get under cover. I think there's room for both of us in the third wagon.
Preacher followed Bartlett to that wagon. As Bartlett pulled back the canvas, Preacher saw Casey peering out at him through a narrow gap in the rear canvas flap on the second wagon. He smiled at her and tried to look reassured. He and Bartlett climbed into the third wagon. Preacher tied the canvas shut behind him. Thick black clouds covered the entire sky and didn't let much light through them, so it was almost pitch black inside the wagon. Preacher perched on a short keg of nails, while Bartlett sat cross-legged on a wooden crate.
You know what's in here?
Bartlett pounded the side of the crate.
No idea.
China. Fine China. You think they'll have use for it in Santa Fe, assuming we can get it there unbroken, that is?
Oh, I expect they will. There's a lot of old rich families in Santa Fe, and these grandees like to show off a mite for each other. Oh, they'll buy your China and likely everything else you've got. Folks in Nuevo Mexico can get most things from Mexico City, but it's easier to bring freight in from the States. More caravans from St. Louis visit Santa Fe than the ones from Mexico City.
Well, I hope you're right. I've sunk a great deal of money into this venture. It's not exaggerating to say that if it fails, I'll be ruined.
That ain't gonna happen.
Rain hit. Bartlett's eyes went big with awe at the sound of nature's fury. The vehicle shook. The canvas cover billowed and popped against the steel hoops that gave it shape. If the storm lasted too long, it might rip the canvas right off the wagons. People and cargo would be in for a drenching if that happened.
My word! I thought I had seen storms back in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure I've ever experienced anything compared to this.
These plains thunderstorms are the biggest I've ever seen.
Water dripped through a tiny gap in the canvas and plunked down on Preacher's hat.
If it keeps up for very long, we're going to be stuck here for the rest of today and probably most of tomorrow.
Why can't we move on once the storm is over?
Because the trail will be too muddy. The wheels would bog down in a hurry. You'd have to use two or three teams on each wagon just to pull them loose. And even if you did that, you'd probably be stuck again before you went 20 yards. It'll be better just to wait and let the sun dry the ground some tomorrow before you try to move.
I'll bow to your superior wisdom, sir. I'm not fond of the delay, but I suppose in a journey of this magnitude, a difference of a day or two doesn't have much significance.
That's a damn truth. The trip to Santa Fe is a long haul. You gotta be patient.
Preacher suddenly frowned as he heard a rumbling noise that didn't seem to be caused by the thunder. He had heard something akin to it before, and he did not like that sound. He leaned over to the canvas flaps at the front of the wagon and pulled them apart slightly, creating a narrow gap. He couldn't see anything except the wagon ahead of him in line, so he widened it a little more. He put his eye to it and peered out.
Son of a bitch!
What is it?
For a moment, Preacher didn't answer. All he could do was stare at the broad funnel of madly whirling air that danced across the prairies towards the wagons. Ball lightning spiraled around it, marking its course over the plains. Preacher estimated that the giant tornado was at least a mile away, but it wouldn't take any time at all to cover that distance.
Cyclone! A big one!
My God, is it headed toward us?
It appears to be! It's hard to say, though, the way those things skip around.
What can we do?
If you're a praying man, I'd get busy at it. And if you ain't, this just might be a good time to start.